Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One more time, ladies and gentlemen, I love this song. Welcome back. 7 Till, thank you for allowing me to play that song again. Star Spangled Banner. It was written during the War of 1812, which we're now actually commemorating the 150th anniversary of that war. And Francis Scott Key was an attorney negotiating some settlements actually on a British ship when he saw those the bombs' red glare and penned that poem, which was then set to a British and Old English drinking song, and about 100 years or so later became our national anthem. Welcome back, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dennis Pogue, Vice President for Preservation at Mount Vernon. Dennis, I hope I never stop getting a tingle when that flourish comes up at the end.
Oh, it's great. It's one of the best parts of a baseball game or any public ceremony when they play that.
Right, absolutely. Dennis, wrap it up for us. What else do we need to know about George Washington?
Well, he was an incredible guy, and unfortunately, big parts of his career most people don't know about. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things when you come to Mount Vernon, you can explore that. It's his business side, and he was an innovative businessman and did all sorts of interesting things. He was a whiskey distiller, as you know.
That's one of your most recent projects, isn't it?
It is, and it's endlessly popular. People are just fascinated by the idea that our first president made whiskey, made alcohol.
And by the way, Dennis, Ken Davis is writing a book about American presidents, and one of the things he does in that book on Washington is quote you on the distillery.
Is that right?
Yeah, he told me about it. He was on the show. He was on the show in the previous hour, and I told him you were going to be on it. He said, "Oh yeah, I know his work." He said, "I actually quote him in this new book." So congratulations.
Well, thanks. I'll be curious to see what that's all about.
So they can come there and get a little whiskey, can't they, when they stop by?
Well, they can, exactly. But it's we sort of make our presidents and heroes, kind of cardboard characters. We focus on certain, public things that they did. But, of course, they were human beings. They were people just like us.
Yep.
As I said, Washington was a lifelong learner. He was not a perfect man, but he learned from his mistakes. And I think that that's one of the interesting things that we can take from learning about these people, that we can bring into our own lives. Is that they weren't demigods. They were people like us.
But when I think of Washington, the thing that I think of the most about Washington, or the trait that I think of him the most, because if you birth something that to call him a patriot isn't sufficient, because they created patriotism. I mean, they gave us patriotism. But when I think of Washington, I think of character. Washington was a man of great character, wasn't he?
He was, and you hit the nail on the head, Jim. And character, everything else comes from that. And Washington talked about that, instead of just wanting to be great, you should deserve to be great. And I think that's a real telling statement.
Mm-hmm. Don't demand respect, earn respect.
Right.
Be in reality, as Socrates says, be in reality what you appear to be. He was that, wasn't he?
He was. I think that to get to know more about Washington, I think you appreciate him more. And for some folks, that's the opposite. You know, the more you learn about
them. Oh, yeah. Familiarity breeds contempt. Exactly. Hey, Dennis, exactly. I got to wrap it up. Thanks for all the years you've been a great member of our Brain Trust. Thanks for all you do there at Mount Vernon. And you're going to England to learn more about preserving these old properties. When you come back, will you come back on the show and tell us about your trip?
Oh, I'd love to do that. That'd be great.
Yeah, safe travels, my friend. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you. You too, Jim.
MountVernon.org, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis Pogue will be back another day. I will be too. Happy anniversary, America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.